Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
And ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Play this. So last year at this time, Paul Finebaum was probably the biggest critic, Aggie critic. The Aggies were ranked, preseason ranking was fifth in the country. And Paul Finebaum was like, why do they deserve to be fifth in the country? And he was dead on. They didn't deserve to be fifth in the country, not after a 5-7 season that was just atrocious, just an atrocious season. I am seeing more and more, and it's Paul Finebaum is one of them. I saw one place that had said the Aggies are going to win the SEC West next year. I was like, what? And then here's Paul Finebaum talking about the Aggies right now.
Viscerated this on Jocks 15 years ago.
But I, as I heard my jokes and all the usual, you know, rounding up the usual stuff.
Hold on, it messed up.
You think you're going to get it or no? Because I'll just tell her. Paul Finebaum says, you got to beware of the Aggies this year.
For what reason? What's his main reason for them being better?
I'll tell you one reason the Aggies are going to be better.
Because of Petrino?
Bobby Petrino. Period. Bobby Petrino is an offensive mind. Bobby Petrino the person, different deal. Bobby Petrino, the offensive mind, great. Great. I literally saw him take the worst team in all of college football, in FCS, FBS, both in Missouri State, and turn them into an actual contender, a middle-of-the-pack team, and then go to Arkansas and scare the bejesus out of Arkansas. I saw him do that.
I asked a question.
You got it or no, RJ? No? No.
I asked a question because of the exodus of players. Some of them were expected to be contributors in the future, or they already were. I understand the Petrino aspect of it. I'm just trying to, and the Aggies haven't done a lot to mitigate that by adding players in the portal. I think they just got a player from UTEP in the last couple of days. But I get the Petrino thing. He's a really good offensive mind. It should help. And I understand they like how their quarterback played late, particularly against, I guess, LSU. But a lot of talent left that building.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's bigger than not having an offensive mind. Maybe Jimbo and that message is not the best right now in that program, and not that they're going to get rid of him, but it may be bigger than just getting a new offensive mind in there. So I'm just interested to see why they go from really bad, losing a lot of talent, to being one of the favorites to win the SEC West.
So, do you have it or no? No, RJ? No? You have it or no? No. That's okay.
So, Paul, what he was talking about was more or less the hire of Petrino So, yeah. I have
okay,
that.
So he agrees. Petrino is going to be a difference maker. They have talent. So, they've lost 24 guys to the portal. 24, which is leading the world. I don't know if it's the most in the, but it's certainly most in the SEC. And I think you're right that they got a guy. But Brent Zornman did a piece in the Houston Chronicle this morning. He says, Animas had at least 24 scholarship players declare for the portal, but not a single one started in the Aggies' defeat of the LSU Tigers 2 days after Thanksgiving. He had three guys who declared for the draft, A-Chain, Antonio Johnson, and Jalen Jones. By far, the Aggies have been, you know, the portal has been a just a just a, taking a beating on their depth, but they don't they haven't lost any starters.
So, some of it has been young players who they expected whether this year or excuse me 2023 or 2024 to be ready to go and be part of this, particularly that this that great class they had, to be part of their future. So I understand where players are leaving, they didn't play a lot or they weren't starting, but were they expected to be contributors this season or the 2023 season? And now that they're gone, how are they going to be replaced?
So they brought on three guys. And Zornman asked, how are they going to be talent-wise? They will be good. Depth-wise might be another issue based on A&M so far bringing on board only three scholarship players from the portal. So the Aggies, but by the way, Wegman has chosen, apparently he was a baseball player too, a really good baseball player, but he's chosen to just play football and not lose his spring to baseball. He's going to just play football. But what did you see anything out of Wegman that you think is that he could be the guy going forward here? That they actually can win football games with him at the highest level?
I mean, what do you mean highest level?
Well, the SEC West.
No, not, and it's not any fault of his own, but I don't know how much I take out of what they did against LSU. LSU had a surprising year, particularly after what happened against Florida State early, but I always felt that they were probably not as good as their record indicated. Look, he played well in that game, but it wasn't like he ripped off six of those. You're like, okay, that's the guy. He's a young player. I need to see him in a new system, by the way. He's going to have to relearn something new. I think what he did late in the year, if you felt really good about him going into the year, then sure, what he did late in the year kind of justifies some of your belief. But I don't believe right now that he is the clear guy at A&M as far as, all right, there will be no challengers if they bring in someone else. That it's clearly his job. That changes really quickly in college football. If he has a couple bad games, and then we'll probably see someone else. But I like what he did late, but if I'm going to take a team, I'm still just going to look at Alabama and go, whoever you put at quarterback, I'm just going to assume you're going to be better.
And yet the Aggies, I don't want to say they have no problem beating Alabama, but they certainly have been doing it. The portal is closed until May 1st. They expect Bruce Zornman says they fully expect A&M to be a much larger participant in the portal.
Well, you cannot
May 1st.
Yeah, you can't enter anymore, but unless you're a grad transfer, then you don't have any of the restrictions. You can enter right now. The next window to enter is in May. The other thing is, so you can commit right now, but most schools, the drop dead date for as far as enrollment's already gone.
Yeah, it's already gone.
So you can't even get in to a school, but guys who have already entered the portal can commit to a school. They just can't enroll.
You have 1 week after school starts for your football team to be in place.
Yeah,
yeah. They have to enter the university the 1 week after by 1 week after the university starts its semester. So
for any guy who's in the portal now, you might as well just treat them like they're a high school recruit who commits on February the late signing day or the original signing day until the last couple of years. They can commit, but they can't enroll until, you know, classes begin again.
Right. 908 ESPN 97.5 and 90. It's just surprising to me that this is not the first I've seen that the Aggies are going to be in. You know, it's in large part, if Petrino wasn't there,
who would have any?
I don't
hope?
Think anybody would. They would still have any confidence in the Aggies. If you want to know the truth,
no.
I mean, sorry, Jimbo, but his offense has sucked
for years.
Yeah, no, this is not. This has been a big problem. And finally, that he has a little self awareness here, that he is actually going out there and get and he got Bobby Petrino to come. I didn't think it would happen, if you want to know the truth.
You talked to him every week, and it always was like, well, their plays were there, we just didn't execute.
Yeah.
You talked to him every week, and it was always about not the scheme, not the plays. It's about the players figuring it out. And at some point, you're like, if your players don't figure it out after years and years, then it is the scheme.
Well, against even they lost to Appalachian State. So against even the lesser teams that they've played, the defensive teams that were poor defensively, and it turned out Appalachian State would give up some points. They didn't score 30 points all year.
Miami was getting their ass, gave up like 45 to Middle Tennessee State at home, and you barely scraped by. And that was, I think, thanks to like a muff punt or something that got you the touchdown.
Well, then you return a kickoff against Miami?
Something like that. But it was a special teams play that helped them get in the scoring range. And Miami was giving up points to everybody, and you couldn't score against them. Which just speaks to
Mario Cristobal. Why are you disgusted with your team?
Well, did you see them play? You would be disgusted.
Did you see Jim Kelly and Alonzo? And
yeah, I did.
Jim and Kelly. Mario?
I didn't see Jim Kelly play as a Cane. I just remember him as a Bill. So there's always like, oh, that's Jim Kelly. Yeah. Oh, he's a Buffalo
that's
Bill.
That's your guy.
I understand, but when I think of him.
Jim Kelly helped turn that program around.
John, I understand. I just never saw him play. So when I look at him, my first thought, he's a Buffalo Bill.
That's weak.
Hey, can you get that Buffalo Bill out of Miami? That's my initial thought. Then I have to check myself. Oh, yeah. He was a Cane, too. He's a Cane, too.
If Dell is on the show tomorrow, do you do a throwback to Throw Shade Thursday?
I don't know that to be the case. I'm not even sure I will be here because Lance, his health has everything to do with it.
Right. It's all about Lance's lungs.
And Throw Shade Thursday wasn't my idea. That was Raheel's idea. We've heard him on the show recently.
Yeah.
So
he would be. We could have Raheel call in and throw shade.
Well, he did that on Christmas Eve the day before Christmas Eve, the Friday show for the Christmas party. He said a lot of things that were shade worthy.
Yeah. No question. I don't know what this is in reference to. Bleep them all but six. I don't know what that means. There's a bunch of different things on
here. Leave them all but six.
Yeah. Is that why you changed your name to Grant for witness protection because of that story I told? No, I didn't have to go into hiding. I didn't have to go into hiding after that. And that story, I changed my name to Grant many years later, many years after that. So, no, had nothing to do with me changing my name. That was just a New York news director in Lafayette, Louisiana, who told me I needed to change my name because Granado was too ethnic.
Why was the New York news director making decisions
in Lafayette, Louisiana?
Yeah.
Well, she was from New York.
No, I know, but why did she think Grant would fit in Lafayette more than Granado? Did she know the market?
She changed everybody's because she just liked to change people's names.
Okay.
She was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would have been like, hey, excuse me, I don't know how to say your last name, but what's your mother's maiden name? Oh, Roland. Oh, you'll be Del Roland from now on.
Well, mine would have been John Andrikopoulos.
Well, that's too ethnic. No, but for me, it would have trended less ethnic.
Yeah, that ain't going to work. Andrikopoulos ain't getting it. Not in Louisiana. Time for me to talk a little. And when we come back, I got some. Wade Phillips, by the way, is going to be joining us here in studio. So we will talk to the coach, a Super Bowl winning coach, okay? So we'll talk to him about these playoffs, and we'll talk to him about his football team, his Roughnecks, her Roughneck football team. So we will do that at 9:30 this morning. In the meantime, I'm talking right now about how you can bet on those. You get to the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Listen, I am a big fan. We're going there February 6th and 7th. I am a huge, huge fan. I love going to Vegas. I love being in casinos. Here's my favorite things. Playing poker, gambling, watching football, playing golf. A pool, a beautiful pool, having some alcohol. I mean, all of these things. Is there a better place in the world? It's only 2 hours down the road right here in Lake Charles. It cannot be better. Over 3,200 square feet of LED screens. It is the best sports book I've ever been in. I'm telling you right here and now. They've got huge ones in Las Vegas. I love this one so much better. It got great food in it. You've got live blackjack that you can play, bar top video poker, slots, everything you want in a sports book. Right in there in a sports book. You don't find these things in other sports books. But you 1,100 rooms, 18-hole championship golf course. This is great. I'm going to be playing it when we go in February. 12 restaurants, Blue Martini nightclub. It's perfect. People, you don't have to go all the way, spend all that money. Instead of spending the money on the plane and the hotel there, go just drive down the road here, and you got money to play with, more money to play with at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. It is a Las Vegas casino right here, just 2 hours down the road. And they got all kinds of great entertainment as well. Marlon Wayans, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Tracy Lawrence, Casey Donahue, all at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Make your reservations now because the big game is coming up and it's going to fill up. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Who is the most highly regarded team left in the playoffs, according to Vegas?
Who they think the favorite to win it all is?
Yeah.
Is it the Eagles?
The Eagles. So if the... What do you think the line would be if the Bengals play the 49ers in the Super Bowl?
Ooh. Bengals with the better quarterback. Neutral site. I'm going to go 49ers minus two.
Pick them. Chiefs versus 49ers.
Well, the Chiefs are currently underdogs to the Bengals right now, correct?
Correct.
So, I still think they would 49ers minus one?
Pick them.
Is everything a pick them?
Nope.
So, the Eagles are the clear favorite.
Bengals versus Eagles.
If the Eagles are the highly regarded team, Eagles minus four.
1.5.
Okay.
And then Chiefs versus Eagles, Eagles minus two.
Okay.
So the Chiefs are the least regarded team.
And it...
Well, actually, no, because the 49ers are the least regarded team. The Eagles... Well, the Eagles are at home, too. They're 3.5-point favorites. Actually, on a neutral field, it would be 0.5 point. So, actually, the Chiefs are actually the least regarded team left, and it, which is...
Is it all because of the ankle, or is it because the team as a whole?
Listen... They weren't that great before the ankle.
Well, I mean, they were the one seed.
They were the one seed, but you saw how they got there. I mean, they went overtime with the Texans. They have not been a cover team. Listen, they are, as far as the number has been going, they have, and the number only means, is telling you how they are regarded, right? And they have been underachieving as far as how we look at them. Who do you think is the favorite for Super Bowl MVP right now?
Jalen Hurts?
He's second.
Had to be Burrow then.
Burrow. Joe Burrow. 325. Plus 325. Jalen Hurts is plus 375. Patrick Mahomes plus 375. Brock Purdy plus 650. Christian McCaffrey, I think, is the best value at plus 1,200. You get 12-1 on him right now. And he, as opposed to Jamar, if Jamar Chase is 20-1, but if Jamar Chase has a huge game, then it is probably Joe Burrow who's going to win it, right? But if Christian McCaffrey has a big game, he can do it by himself. He doesn't need Brock Purdy.
Yeah, it'll be catching passes, receiving yards, rushing yards. Do you think if Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy, will they pull a greasy Earl Morrow and put Jimmy in the Super Bowl?
No. Then Brock Purdy. If Brock Purdy gets you there, then you're going to keep going to stay with
Brock Purdy.
Tell
it to Don Shula. Don Shula didn't listen to that.
No, Don Shula ain't. But Bob Greasy, Jimmy Garoppolo ain't Bob Greasy. As far right?
No.
Am I right or am I right? Hey, he's coach, not. How are you? It's great to see you.
Well, let me ask you the question. Would you, if you knew your quarterback, the starter, was better, but the only reason he wasn't playing is because he was hurt, would you do it?
Why do you have such a little chair, Coach? What's the deal? Okay. Can I borrow that one so Coach can
Well, let's
sit
go
up
back
like
to that.
Like, he's not at the I'll take that one. You take this, Coach.
Okay. They're rearranging the deck chairs.
Yeah. Coach had a little baby chair over there. That's better. Much better, Coach.
Much better.
How's that? Coach Wade Phillips was joining us in studio here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, XFL.
How's it looking? How's your team?
Good.
Yeah.
It'll be real good.
Yeah. You drafted all your guys. You started already practices, right? Haven't you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've had seven practices.
Seven practices. So what? Tell me, what's is the talent better than you thought it would be, or
it,
where is it?
It actually is. It's you know, I thought it would be kind of a medium, middle of the line players, but actually we've got some guys that are NFL caliber guys. That's what they're working for, to try to get in the NFL. So we're going to give them that opportunity, and we've got some guys I think are going to be able to play.
What was the most difficult? Is the offensive line, defensive line, has that been the most difficult?
Offensive lines, every league from high school through pros, finding an offensive line is the hardest to find. But we've got we've got several guys in there, the good players.
Yeah, and how's your quarterback play been so far?
Good. We've got three quarterbacks, and they've done really all equally well. We're in the used to call it air raid, but we're in the Mike Leach offense in honor of Mike.
Mm-hmm. So, that's right. How well did you know Mike?
I know him pretty well. Yeah, I sure did. I almost went to Mississippi State as a defensive coordinator, but
did you?
Yeah. So
he tried to bring you over there?
Yes.
Would you, as a defensive coordinator, did you want to be a defensive coordinator for a guy who threw it all over the place and you had 100 plays defensively every game?
Well, that's what we're doing now. So we're in that offense, and we're playing the Phillips 3-4. So
yeah, But you got a defensive coordinator now. You're just head coaching it. You don't have to You don't have to worry about that as much anymore.
Yeah. Well, I got to worry about all of it.
All of it now. But you also get 100 plays, so you're looking at it differently as the head coach now.
I certainly do.
Yeah. No question about that. So how's AJ doing with the offense? Tell us about it.
Really good. It is the Leach offense, and we've got a lot of fast wide receivers. We're gonna run the ball too, but. I think we're going to be able to throw the ball with consistency, and we've got so much speed. I believe we'll have a lot of big plays, and that's what you look for. Those explosive plays are difference makers in offense.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us about
the Cowboys.
You're what? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, is there any bitterness there?
No, I wouldn't have seen him do well, but I know. You know, we're in Arlington working out, so.
Oh yeah, you're right there. So you're in.
It wasn't raining there; it was crying there.
Not like here.
Yeah, that's right.
Like here.
All their seasons end in tears, though. When's the last time their season didn't end in tears?
There's a Cowboys.
95.
Yeah.
95 is the last time it did.
Barry Switzer. Yep.
Yep. That was the last time it didn't end in tears. How is it there? Is the radio say everybody just getting all over them?
Yeah, it's Dallas.
It's Dallas. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we know that. They had a good year. I mean, you know, and luckily the game before, you know, they played really well. So,
yeah. No, well, Dak needed that, didn't he?
He did.
Otherwise, and so did Mike McCarthy, too.
Yeah.
What's the talk up there about that?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
don't listen. You don't want to get in there.
No. I've been there. I've done that.
That's true. Very true.
You know all about that's that. Right. Huh? Yeah. So, I was a kid who played with my son, is in the USFL now. There are still a lot of guys that they signed 2-year deals with the USFL, right? But did you grab any USFL guys this year?
We did. We have a couple of USFL coaches. The league pays more, so where are they going to go?
Yeah, you know, right. They're going to go to the league, right?
Yeah, the money. So, the XFL pays more than the USFL did, so. Quality of players should be higher.
Do you think? Well, you're starting sooner too. Their league doesn't start until when near yours is over. I believe. I think there's a starting really.
Yeah, they start late, and the reason we wanted to start early was so they could, when they finish, they have a chance to get in the NFL.
Yeah,
to go to camps and that kind of thing.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think some of your guys that are playing right now in this this season can actually get onto rosters for this summer?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean that's the. Part of the purpose of the league was to be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And how is it? You're up in Arlington. You're working out, all the. What do you got? Four teams up there in Arlington. How many teams
eight.
Are up there? Eight. All eight of them.
All eight. Teams.
All eight are in Arlington. How's that? How's that going? You're sharing facilities.
We are with the Arlington team, and all eight teams are working out, and we have some practices, joint practices, so. That helps you too.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
So that helps also.
And how are you looking against their teams? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, better?
Yeah, better.
You, wait, it's kicking ass? Like
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
You do know there's a tradition here of champions of roughneck championships,
undefeated.
Right?
Yeah, never lost.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we want to continue that.
Yeah, I know that. Never unbeaten, coach. Yeah.
And we'd like a professional team, a football team that's a winner here too.
So, ooh, or there it goes.
That. There it is.
Sorry, I've been.
Yeah, we really haven't had that around here.
Well,
the
Astros, Astros are great.
Yeah, the Astros are great. Yeah. No question. Yeah. The Astros are fabulous. That's a lot of fun. You've got to be excited about coming back to Houston, too.
Boy, it's home. Yeah. I love it here. I love the fans. I love the people. They've been great for my family. So, yeah, this is our place.
Yeah. So tell us about the quarterback. Is there a competition, or is it who's the guy?
Yeah, we've got Silvers, McDonald, and Ellerby. And they all have different traits, you know. Silver is more of a drop-back passer type. McDonald played at Hawaii, who threw for over 4,000 yards, but he ran 4.6 at the NFL Combine, so he can really run. And then the other guy is Western Michigan, that he threw for 41 touchdowns and 8 interceptions in his career there. So.
That's pretty good. But Silver – he's got XFL experience already. Right. He was with Seattle, right?
Right.
Yeah. And he can sling it now.
Yeah, he's definitely a quarterback that fits the system really well.
Yeah. Is he the front runner?
I don't know. I think all three of them. Like I say, Ellerby was really a surprise. You know, he's a little bit shorter than the other two, but athletic. So. It really is a competition. We alternate who's on first team every day.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, when we started up the last time, the team, it was Connor Cook and P.J. Walker, and everybody just assumed it was going to be Connor Cook, and P.J. Walker just came on and was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and he showed it this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you watch the NFL playoffs this past weekend?
Yeah, I did. I watched it before because – the week before Minnesota, my son coached for Minnesota.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of disappointing they lost to the Giants. But
yeah,
the Giants took it on the chin this week.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, your son he's an offensive guy, which is crazy in the Phillips family. What kind of? Yeah. How'd you raise him?
What happened to him? We don't know. I've talked to my wife about it a lot, and we just he went over to the dark side.
There's money on that side, Coach. There's a lot of money on that side. And he did a hell of a job this year, too, with them.
Yeah, yeah. The first time they've been in the playoffs in, you know, I think 4 years. Or something.
Yeah. How'd you like to have Justin Jefferson?
Oh, wow. Yeah. He loves him.
Yeah. I bet he does.
Yeah, he loves him.
I'll bet he does. That was a shame, though. They won a bunch of games close, didn't they? You watched most all their games, right? Or all?
Yeah, I went to several games. I went to the Giant game earlier. They beat them. 61-yard field goal in the last play of the game.
Yeah.
That was pretty exciting.
Yeah. No. Well, they won a lot of close games. It was they had an interesting season. A really good season, something that they can hopefully build on. We'll see what happens with Kirk Cousins. What do you like? What about the way that Joe Burrow went in Buffalo last week?
Yeah, surprising. You know, it's tough to play in Buffalo. I've coached some with the Bills and coached games in Buffalo, and it's a tough place to play, especially with the weather, but – Burrow just keeps, you know, they started out slow this year, but you know, once he got going, they're looking like the team they had last year.
So yeah, you obviously you know so much about Buffalo. You know, it's such a huge advantage. But what if your team isn't built for the cold? What if wouldn't Josh Allen and Diggs be better off in a dome where they can, you know, fast track, where they can beat people? And not just because you are the Buffalo Bills team doesn't mean that you're built for that, right?
Yeah, they're not all from Buffalo.
Right.
Right. Yeah, they're from.
I'm wondering how Deshaun's going to do in Cleveland in December.
We saw early. He didn't look great
in that weather up there.
Yeah, and the few times he had to play in the cold, it didn't look good. But you look at that Buffalo Bills offense, it's a spread offense. They don't have a big back to lean on. They're not really built, if we're talking about weather, to in December and in January to play in Buffalo.
Look how much better Cincinnati was. They had Mixon running the ball at 8-9 yards a carry.
Yeah, they dominate
the front.
That's
the way, right, Coach? I mean, if you're in Buffalo, don't you got to run the football?
Yeah, you do. That's why, you know, the Thurman Thomas, you know, had Jim Kelly and all those guys and the K-gun offense, but Thurman Thomas was the key because he could run. They could run the football.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. And then the and San Francisco. Are you amazed at what? I mean, we keep talking about him, but the coaching job that he is doing there is just unbelievable. Especially with, you know, he's going through three quarterbacks this year.
Yeah, I know. It's Shanahan family. They pretty strong too. And they all stay on the same side of the ball.
Right. What if they had a kid that was a defensive coordinator? How would they react to that?
Yeah, same way I do with my son.
So, who you like? Who's your what do you think? Eagles and 49ers?
Oh boy. The Eagles look really good too. I think they're going to be hard to beat, but McCaffrey's going to score a touchdown. We know that.
Yeah.
And he scores one every game.
Every game. He's really 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 good, but that defense is they had 70 sacks this year, the Eagles defense. I mean, it's unbelievable that how they get to the quarterback. So maybe Brock Purdy's going to be in a little bit more. He can find out it's a little bit different going there.
It's certainly tough on a younger quarterback, but the guy, you know, you can say what you want. He's really played well. I mean, you know, your quarterback has to play well to get where you are in the playoffs, and he's certainly done that.
What if you had a quarterback with an ankle like Mahomes? You wouldn't mind Mahomes, but
shoot him up.
Hey, get out there, buddy.
No, I'm kidding.
Put a boot on it.
Yeah, no. Well, it's worrisome, certainly, but what a talent he is.
Yeah, no. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be fun this weekend. And you were right in the middle of it just a couple of years ago, winning Super Bowl.
That was fun.
That was a good time. See,
it was a great time.
The trend is, I mean, you coached under McVay. You know, the trend is getting these young offensive coordinators now that are, you know, innovative and whatnot, and it's certainly working out. Look at the four teams left are all offensive guys.
I hate that. But,
Well, you did have one, the Bills. They had McDermott was a defensive guy, but
there you go.
Other than that, that was it. And then,
that was it. Yeah.
And he got slapped around
and
a little bit.
Didn't Coach Phillips coach one of the guys who's a hot name here in town? Weren't you? D'Amico's final year here, weren't you? Defensive coordinator when he was here. So,
oh, yeah, D'Amico was there.
What do you think about D'Amico?
Great guy, really smart player. You know, and he was captain when I came. He was the captain of the team. So, I mean, that tells you a lot about him.
Yeah, that's great. So, if you're looking for tickets, HoustonRoughnecks.com, XFL.com, XFL.com/, well, then you'll find it. You'll easily find it. But how are ticket sales going? Are they good? They're great, yeah?
Yeah, really well.
Yeah, let's go. Who wants to listen, it was awesome a couple of years ago, and hopefully it continues the same way. We're starting to fill that place up, TDECU Stadium. It was wonderful. The atmosphere was great. I just had a buddy, as a matter of fact, he called your guy to get a suite. So much fun. If you guys listen, it's going to be more exciting than another football that's been playing here.
Even 2 years ago, it was a breath of fresh air.
It was, really.
People were talking about the Roughnecks. Thank God they're here as opposed to that other team. Yeah. So I can imagine it might feel that way again this year, this time around.
And I'm telling you, the stadium is perfect. I know we had more than 20,000 in there, and we were going to keep on winning, and COVID shut it all down. We were going to fill that place up. It was going to be full, and it was going to be exciting, and it's going to be that same way.
Yeah, that's our goal, certainly. But ticket prices, you know, start at $24 the individual and $100 for the season. So it's family friendly.
That is awesome. Yeah, that you can bring your family to having that kind of entertainment for that cheap a price. That is just great. And what's neat is you got three Texas teams all playing each other home and away. That's fun.
Yeah, that's rivalry.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Yeah. That is going to be a lot of fun, along with Orlando, right? Orlando's the fourth team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, more than likely, we're going to have a Texas team represented, and it's going to be right here in Houston. That's going to be representing the championship.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So one will play two, and two will play one in the playoffs. Yeah. That's how it's going to work.
Right.
Well, Coach, you're going to be there. You're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Anyway, well, congratulations, man. We know you got another interview to do, right? So we'll let you go. We really appreciate you, as always. Great having you on the show, and we're looking forward to the team coming, man. It starts up, what's the first day?
February 18th.
February 18th. That's right around the corner, Coach.
Yeah, not long.
Is that enough time? Is that enough time for you to?
Yeah, we're getting ready.
You're getting ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Well, that's great. That's great to hear, man. We can't wait. Can't wait. XFL.com and get your tickets now. XFL.com and go see Coach Wade kick some ass here.
There you go.
City of Houston. Like there we go.
Go ahead. You're talking my language.
Let's go. All right. We're going to bust that door down, is what we're going to do, hey, right?
Get
Let's...
the SOB in.
Yeah. We're taking a break here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll be back right after this.
Up next. Thanks.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Cowboy.
Dedication. This is anti-hesitation. It's a real celebration. It's a dime block declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Great to have the coach in here. Great to have the coach. He is, that's going to be fun. That's going to be a good time. XFL.com. Get your tickets. Get your tickets now. And because it is, it was starting to fill up. It was a great atmosphere. TDECU's, I think, the perfect site. Do you think,
the Buffalo Bills are built to play in this studio?
I don't think so. It's too cold.
Do you think they built a team who could play in this building?
I was listening to Glenn Davis on the way back from the, and he goes, first thing he said on the show was, man, you were right. Good thing I brought my coat. It is freezing in here.
Whew.
For whatever reason, we don't have a grasp on this whole air conditioning thing. Do you think TDECU is going to be big enough for the Big 12?
Did they build that place with the ability to expand?
I think it does. I think they're doing some renovations. I know they're putting in more suites. That's going to happen. I don't know about adding on. I think they do. They will have that. Well, let's fill it up first. But my issue is going to be a lot of the visiting team.
Well, I'm looking at it. The stadium has initial seating for 40,000.
Right.
And there's a master plan where you can get it up to 60.
Okay.
So they have set it up where they can get it to 60. So I guess my answer would be yes, if you can actually fill it up.
Yeah.
If it becomes something where you have to, that'd be great. And but we have to prove that first.
My worry is that it's going to be, because, hopefully Coug fans will come back. Going to the Big 12, it'll drum up a lot more interest. Listen, I've been critical of Coug fans, certainly, even when they're having good years. It's hard though when you don't recognize or care about
that
those
playing
games.
Navy.
Yeah, those teams.
I get it. The Cougars were pretty good, but when Navy or Tulane, I know even that's closer than most. But Navy's
even
coming.
Central Florida,
UCF
Florida.
Is coming to town. Florida Temple's coming to town. Yeah. It's like doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
But there are some stadiums like Fort Worth. For TCU, they only have 47,000 capacity. Baylor's not that big either. So I think 40, if you can prove you can fill 40, that'll be fine.
Yeah. No. Well, I'm afraid, though, a lot of it's going to be the opposing team.
Well, we know the city is full of people who went to school in other places.
Right. But, you know, maybe University of Houston fans come back because they know they're interested in seeing them beat TCU and Texas
and Baylor.
And Baylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baylor's a 40 McLean Stadium, Drayden McLean, 45,000. So TDECU comes in under them right now, but I don't think it'll be a problem as long as you get people in the building. And I think the fact that you get to see Texas teams almost every week is going to help the cause.
Yeah.
College football, for all the modern stuff and the playoff and changing things, it's about history. And seeing that BU on the side of that Baylor helmet in the building is going to mean something for people. And to see TCU coming to town is going to mean something. Obviously, the Texas, for the short time they're here, in the Big 12 is going to mean something to people. Watching a UCF night roll around in your building doesn't mean anything to anyone. Who cares?
And how many people did UCF bring or South Florida bring?
Not many, if any at all. It's a whole different environment. College football is very regional as far as rivalries, and the fact that you get to watch those colors in your building and your chance. I went. It was not TDECU. It was Robertson. When Texas Tech came here years ago now, and it came down to the wire, and a Hail Mary pass fell incomplete, and people rushed the field. They're against Texas Tech, who wasn't a great team at the time, but they beat Texas Tech.
Yeah.
They had, if it was Tulane or maybe Temple, no one's going to rush the field for that.
No one.
It's the fact that a Big 12 Texas school came to town, and you won the game. I think that type of environment, that type of emotion will come back when you get to see those schools on a regular basis.
That's the one that Summy, he says, oh, my God, I'm watching, and there's a picture of the somebody's running down the sideline for the Cougs, and me and Yanni and Chad and Big Dad, we're all on the field. And somebody's like, what the hell? You guys, we're all looking down the sideline, down the, and we're all on the field. And he's like, can you guys get off the field?
You're my guest. You're embarrassing me.
You're apparent. Not only that, I'm going to get a penalty.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? And you guys are on the damn field. Get off the field. Sorry, Coach. It's not the last time I hurt Coach. I tell you, you know what happened.
I don't.
Last time he was on.
Oh, when you gave out his number.
I gave out his phone number.
That was a mistake.
That was a bad. RJ, you remember that? When I gave out the coach's phone number on the air? Yeah, you laughed. That's funny.
Was it through?
He wasn't all
the
that.
Stream, or did you say it on the air?
On the air.
Ooh.
On the air. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't all that. He didn't think it was all that funny.
I tried dumping it, but I was
yeah,
too late.
Apparently you didn't. Every time you try dumping, it doesn't seem to work or something.
It does.
We all know. We always ask, oh, did you hear? Yep. Heard it.
When?
It's happened plenty of times.
Well, you need to let me know this.
It's, from what I remember, you hit it once, you get 4 seconds. You hit it twice, you get 8.
Right.
That's how it works in there. Well, so it's everything you say is getting through?
Everything.
Huh.
Everything. Yeah.
Maybe the dump button doesn't work anymore.
Big 12 equals box office. That's right. It does. Whether or not it's your team or their team,
people
it's still
will be
box
in the building.
Office.
Yeah, I don't know if the people selling tickets care as long as there are people in the building.
Yeah. All right. 713-7803. Oh no, news of the weird's coming your way next. Dell, I have a question for you.
What is it, John?
Are you going to Aqueduct? Somebody sent a picture. They're doing a total repipe at a house. And he said, I want to see how these guys do. I'm going to tell you how they're going to do. If it's Aqueduct Plumbing, they're going to do an unbelievable job. If they say they're going to repipe, they're going to repipe it. And listen, in some instances, they can do a one-day repipe. And not all of them, but it is the home of actually there are some one-day repipes. Now, I wish I'd have done a repipe because I had such a bad deal going on when my pipe broke. And now we're still trying to dry out the area, thanks to Resto Pros, who Aqueduct, they recommended, and they came to the house, and they were unbelievable. But Aqueduct found the leak right away, and they shut it down, and they're so good. They're just so good. People, if you have any issue whatsoever, then you got to call Aqueduct, because they're going to come to your home. They're going to give you a free evaluation, as opposed to the other guys that are going to charge you just to show up. That sucks. Here's the deal. They're going to find the problem. They're going to fix the problem. If you want to put in tankless water heaters, they're the best. You need to call Aqueduct. If you have tankless water heaters and you haven't cleaned them in a while, you need to do that. They're the best. They're the best at just all the services, and they're numerous. Leak detection, camera inspection, plumbing fixtures, water filters, drain cleaning, circulating pumps. It's on and on and on. Whatever issue that you have, if you need a plumber, one place to call. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
News of the Word is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Dell, people are selling Disney Splash Mountain water on eBay because it's permanently closed. Do you want Splash Mountain water?
No. Isn't that just a thing, a pool of water that sits there? Why would I want that?
What? Put some in a cup and say, I got this from Splash Mountain.
No, isn't it just filthy anyway?
Yeah. UK study says 1 in 3 people think they could solve real-life murders thanks to watching crime TV.
I believe that.
I'm one of those people.
I know. That is not a surprising stat.
No. Actually, I think I'm a lawyer now because I watch so much Law & Order.
We've grown up with so much police dramas or law procedural shows that we all feel like at some point we can either solve a crime or defend a criminal.
Yeah. Neighbors demanded that the cat owner change the pet's name because she claims it's offensive. The cat's name is Lucifer. Do you feel like, what if Granny had a cat named Lucifer next door to you? Would you be offended by this?
No. Why would I be offended by the cat's name? I'm not there to build an emotional bond with Granny. What do I care what she names a cat?
She'll also...
Lucifer's not an offensive name. It's just the name.
Yeah, but it's kind of offensive if you believe in, you know, in God.
No, I understand the context of it.
I don't want Lucifer around my house.
But God named Lucifer, right? He did. It's not his. Lucifer isn't evil. The name isn't. It's the being.
Yeah.
I'm not offended by now if they named him like something else. Like, I can't say it. Yeah, sure, I'd be upset.
That'd be offensive.
Yeah, but Lucifer is whatever. Hey, God gave that being that name, right?
That is true.
Are we saying God
was
wrong?
Lucifer, not the name.
Are we saying God is wrong now?
God is never wrong.
All right, then. There you go.
Do you want $1,000 to eat cheese before bed?
How much cheese am I eating?
Well, it's in the name of science. If you eat cheese before bed, you could be paid a 3-month experiment to see if there's any truth to the perception that eating cheese before bed will give you nightmares.
I would do it.
I would do it, too. I think that's stupid. Cheese doesn't give you nightmares.
I've had...
Watching scary stuff gives you nightmares.
So, just eating, like, cheese, like, by itself. What if I ate a pizza?
Watching Granny do her flower stuff.
Flower stuff?
Her gardening.
Oh, that didn't give me nightmares. It just makes me think we could be doing other things. I'll lean into this joke as much as you want me to. It doesn't bother me at all. Cheese by itself, like eating like stick of cheese or a slice of cheese, that doesn't give you nightmares.
Well, apparently you'll get paid $1,000 to find out.
I would definitely do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's easy money.
Do you want a beer inspired by chili cheese dip? Dropping just in time for the Super Bowl?
No.
Do you want a chili cheese beer?
That sounds terrible.
Hormel chili cheese brew. Sounds awful to me because it's not Coors Light. If it was Coors Light, I'd say yes.
I know you absolutely would. You're company, man.
That's right.
We understand.
I am a company, man. Philly is so desperate for lifeguards that it's recruiting people who can't even swim. Do you want a lifeguard who can't swim?
Feels like two people would be dead at that point. Why do I want the guy? Why would I want the person who can't swim to be fighting me? Because we all see what happens. The person who can't swim is fighting the lifeguard to stay above water. That's just two people doing that. We're going to drown each other.
Yeah, I just...
It's a bad idea.
You know what?
Are they going to teach
you? Isn't it better to have nobody there than somebody who can't swim? Well, maybe he could call somebody, but you'd be dead by the time
time someone who can swim gets there.
Yeah. Apparently, a Florida teacher is in trouble. Well, she had to resign. The sheriff exposes a sexual video chat she has with prisoners during her work day school.
I was going to say, why is she getting fired? Oh, she's doing it at work.
Would you want to have a sex chat with that teacher?
Nah, I'm out. I mean, I get the prisoners.
The prisoner would want that.
They're hard up. I get it.
Right. I mean, yeah, I don't think so. No, I'm out on that as well. Apparently, a new study shows that chimpanzees show more patience than teens. Do you think the chimpanzees are more patient than teenagers?
I don't really run in either circle, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
As a teenager, I wasn't that patient.
No, I can see where chimps would be more.
Yeah, I get it.
They'll wait. If you don't identify as a human, North Dakota says schools say they don't want you. Do you think you should identify as a human?
Not if I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I'll identify as anything you want to get me out of school.
If you identify as an alien, then you can't get into a North Dakota school.
Well, I think they're opening up a whole can of worms they're not expecting. If I identify as a toaster, that means I never have to go to school
again. What about a cat? There are people who are identifying as cats.
According
now.
To Tony Dungy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That worked out well for him.
That didn't work out very well at all.
No.
A senator is proposing caning as punishment for crime. Do you think we should cane people who commit crimes?
Do you remember how big a story that was? I was a kid at the time where that American was over in like Singapore and his punishment was going to be a caning. It became a national story.
Be great. Okay, I don't have to go in your prison, but I get to be caned.
Yeah,
how many caning.
How many shots do I take?
It depends on the crime.
If I get caught, like if I'm Phil Mickelson for white collar crime, and I get
you're gonna get a whooping.
Yeah, and apparently if I'm watching my sports and not, I guess whatever sports Ricky is watching, because those don't involve domestic violence, I get a different type of caning.
Right.
Although it's pointed out that even golfers get caught for domestic violence, Ricky. It's not unique to my sports, Ricky.
Well, you're going back a ways, okay?
Hey, yeah, I remember Ricky.
Right.
That's all. This is my last segment. I'll pull back things from the first hour. I don't care. I'm out of here.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
No, you're coming back all next week.
Yeah, but I get 2 days off.
Maybe.
I say 2 days off. It's not even my job.
Maybe you get 2 days
yeah,
off.
Yeah, true. Who knows what
depending
Lance
on lung herpes.
How Lance is feeling.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Thanks once again, Del, for coming in and taking Lance's place. We appreciate it. We'll see if Lance is going to be able to come back tomorrow. If not, then Del's going to be right back in the saddle.
I really hope he's here. I'm worn out.
Well, you're going to have a whole week of him.
Yeah, I believe so. Well, he won't be here for 3 of the days.
Oh, he won't?
He'll be in Mobile for the Senior Bowl.
Oh, but he's still going to do the show.
I told him it's like the reverse 4-day weekend or 3-day weekend. He's here on Monday and Friday. You know how people celebrate 3-day weekends? Oh, yeah. You either get Friday or Monday off. He's here the 2 days I'd least like him to be here. Monday
but,
and Friday.
But he's going to do the show from there, right?
Yeah, he'll be doing the show from Mobile Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but he'll be in studio Monday, Friday if he's healthy enough.
Right.
He's going to travel.
You know he's going to have some kind of a cast on.
Of course.
By the time on his lungs. All sudden done. We're done. Paul Galanis next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day, everybody. What do we got? I'm sorry.
John clocked out way before he should
have. I did clock out, and he says that I have something that, oh, hoops, sporting goals and equipment. ProDunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com is what you're looking for. Listen, ProDunk Hoops is the best. ProDunk Hoops is there's not even. I'm glad that I got to talk about ProDunk Hoops before I left. Here's the deal: is there's no better goal. We had one, and I got to tell you, it's not even close. How great it! You see all the other goals. You drive up and down the streets, and you see all other goals in the driveways, and they're just not even close. It's not even arguable who has the best goal. It's the tempered glass backboard, and it's the rim that raises and lowers, and that's the key to this thing, especially if you've got little kids. You know, Dad, we want a goal. We want to play basketball. They're watching these guys, these NBA players play basketball. They're watching them dunk, and you know what they want to do, Dad? They want to dunk. And when you go to the website, that's all you see. All the kids, that's all they're doing is dunking because they love to dunk. They love to hang on the rim, and they can hang on it forever because it won't break, and their stanchion won't rust, and the tempered glass backboard is second to none. And it's just the best goal you'll ever have, period, exclamation point. And the kids will actually play on it because they can actually enjoy it because they can lower it. So if you're looking for the best way to get the kids going outside, playing, and enjoying the goal, ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
ESPN 97.5.
When you're in a
brand new luxury apartments, if you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.